Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about social media marketing trends and the future, and what are we looking at right now in digital trends, and what we think is going to happen down the road as digital transformation is moving at lightning speed. So the first thing I want to talk about is what we're calling a disruption in marketing. And basically, because of the digital transformation and because of what has happened over the, I guess it's over a year now with the pandemic, we have seen an acceleration inside of digital media and marketing, and an acceleration just for digital doorways for everyone to kind of shift gears, go from brick and mortar to move their businesses to online, move education to online, move every type of transactional thing to online. Obviously, because we've been home and because we just didn't go to a full stop, we've tried between business and education, schooling, to move everything into digital. And so some things I think have been successful. I think we've seen a lot of the holes, the areas in where we know that digital can't always cover every piece, whether it has to do with business, whether it has to do with health, wellness, education, any of the things that we have been using digital for. So I think it's really important to start looking at the trends coming down the pike. And I think for folks who are inside of digital media and marketing, the first thing I would say of one of the bigger trends we are starting to see is that, you know, your third grade class is never too far behind. And that means written content. And written content has actually become one of the areas where it's been easier to monetize. So while everyone is still trying to figure out whether or not spending money for budgeting on Instagram ads or Facebook, you know, because that's a bit of a muddy topic, we still don't know what's going on inside of Instagram and Facebook and how to really get your money's worth with spend. So what's happening is there's a shift happening inside of written content. So back in 2008, 2009, we were all blogging. I know I was blogging, and that's when I started one of my brands. And we were literally doing tons of guest posting between, you know, I had colleagues and people inside my networks kind of reciprocating on being blog writers and being guest writers on each other's blogs. But sometimes the old fashioned, what we're calling the traditional media from even 9-10 years ago, is now coming back. And so I have seen an explosion of people creating newsletters and actually asking for like a subscription. So there's different platforms. There's something called Substack, which and Medium. There are different platforms for this, but a lot of people, so if you're an expert on a certain topic, say you're a finance person, a lawyer, educator, you know, media maven, whatever your expertise is, a lot of those types of experts have now gone onto these platforms to become like basically paid for their newsletters, which is a really great idea. But again, with all things that have to do with either writing or committing to video content or content in general, the key word is commitment. It's very, very, very much the same game across the board. Like people always want to talk about making money, but honestly, it's about commitment. If you can be committed to either, you know, your craft, this process, whatever it is, you know, that is what actually gets you to the point where you can become successful and make money. So that would be the first trend we're seeing more of. So written content becoming easier for monetization. And so, again, it's talking about those paid newsletters, paid writing, and different platforms. So if you want to hear what I'm saying, so basically my podcast is free. I'm giving you this information for free. You know, but the ways that monetization happens on the podcast is that I'm presented with sponsorships. So it's a little bit of the reverse, but if you want to be the content creator and you want to be the expert behind the paid wall, that is something we're seeing a lot more of now. The second thing, and we've been talking about this a lot because it has exploded in the last month, we are talking about audio only. Real-time audio content really being interactive And so we were talking about Clubhouse and we were talking about Twitter Spaces. We're also talking about Facebook and Instagram. I noticed the other day Instagram put out their new update where it was like you can do a live with multiple people, which is cool. But I'm not sure, like, you know, who's actually accessing that. I think the numbers still have to come out to show, like, you know, is it great for influencers? Is it great for what types of businesses? How much usage is that really getting? But the hot button topic is real-time audio content, right? So it's Clubhouse. And if you haven't been on Clubhouse is a invite only at the moment, beta audio app only. And it's only on iPhone. It hasn't released for Android yet. That's the only nuance there. And it's pretty interesting. You know, I think you can go on Clubhouse and you can find different topics. You can find different rooms. I've hosted a room. I've hosted as a moderator in different topics and rooms, professionally and as a listener. So it's very interesting. If you can get an invite into Clubhouse, I would definitely try it just to see like what the, what you feel it might be good for your business. But a lot of times I think it's more about listening, and you have to really navigate those conversations just because everyone can create a room. It unfortunately does mean everyone can, you know, deem themselves as the expert. So you have to just like exercise your own judgment on what you think is a good room or not. So the third thing is actually talking about content distribution and not really being able to say that content distribution is like a guaranteed thing on all social platforms. And what that really means is, you know, I think back in the day, you know, you were able to create content and organically just like push it out on everything and you were getting like 100% reach, you were getting engagement, people were liking it. I mean, for example, look at Facebook. You know, I remember a day and time where just posting even on my personal Facebook page, I would post something and it would just like a million people would comment, a million people would like it. So it's a little bit of a different ball game now. And you definitely have to go into pay for play. And that is my thought on it. And this isn't like me coming up with something off of what someone else was saying. This is from actually seeing that pay for play is really the only way you're going to get your content out there nowadays. The next thing is actually looking a little bit more at micro influencers, and micro influencers being people who don't have like 50,000 followers and maybe they have better engagement. So it's like looking at Instagram, it's looking at Facebook, it's looking at, you know, like the top three or four platforms right now. But I will say, another note. So 2 days ago, Instagram actually took away all the likes on any posts. And it was just like these hearts coming through on the posts. Like, and I was looking at that for myself and I just was kind of like, you know, seeing what exactly that meant. So then I thought about it and I started looking on Twitter and I started reading that, you know, everyone started freaking out because really, if you take away the metrics on influencer marketing or you take away likes, you take away all these things, like, so there won't be a differentiation between a micro influencer, nano influencer, and then like a mega influencer. So, you know, nano is somebody who's like under 5,000 and then micro is someone who's like 10,000 or more. I believe I got to look at the breakdown, but it's somewhere in that arena. But the point is, you know, there is still a lot of value in investing in influencers. And the reason why is because every influencer is spending so much time on their own platforms to create their content, to get their numbers up, to really like create their own social capital within those places. So if you're a business or brand, and you see someone else who is out there kind of talking, posting photos, maybe that align with what you're about or what your company's about. You like the way that they write. You like the way that their photos look. You know, there could be a million reasons why a company connects with a person. And so that is something that is still very much hot button. And again, so just to recap, this was talking about social media marketing trends for the future and things to just really start tracking and to start monitoring. So we have this discussion of disruption in marketing, which really talks about, you know, this transformation of what's happening on all the platforms and how all of these social media newer platforms are coming out, and it's just shifting and changing how we're consuming content. So the first thing I talked about was written content, blogging, newsletters, people doing a lot of newsletters to get paid for newsletter content and subscriptions. The second thing I talked about was audio and Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces and Facebook and Instagram trailing very closely behind. And then talking about that pay for play, I don't know if we want to call it an issue yet, but pay for play, you know, like content distribution is not what it was 10 years ago. And so now you really have to, if you're hiring someone to do your social media or you're working to really optimize your content, your person, the person you're hiring to do all this, really has to spend more time in looking at analytics and figuring out where consumers are and where consumers are really, you know, just spending the time, because that's really what it's about. It's about that time, like it's where everybody's time is, like where is my attention? So, and really it's about also standing out, you know, it's like, well, what makes your content different than someone else? And there's a lot of attention inside of that, but we'll talk more about that as, you know, as the months and week progress, because like I said, there's just so much on the table with newer platforms and things emerging. So we'll see more of that. And then lastly, I just talked about influencers and looking at how investing in influencers can still really be a good value for your business. So if any of these thoughts, topics, ideas resonate with you, or perhaps you're working inside of these areas and you have some type of comment or you have maybe an opinion on it, would love to hear it. And please connect with me at margaret@margaretfontana.com. And when you get a chance, can you also please head over to iTunes, go there, hit the star rating, and leave a comment for me, a review. That would help us greatly in bumping us up on iTunes. And that's it. So thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you soon.